بسم الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله خالق الإنسان على فطرة لينمو ويتربى على المعرفة والعلم بالله عز وجل، ولئلا يقول يوم القيامة إني كنت عن هذا غافلا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، يقول ربنا عز وجل في كتابه المبين: ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created humans with a nature so that as they grow and they get older, they would recognize the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they will not be able to say on the Day of Judgment that I had no clue about this. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and with guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the disbelievers hate that. First of all, brothers and sisters, a gentle reminder to all of us, young and old, that it is compulsory to listen to the khutbah of Salatul Jumu'ah. So please don't be talking with the people next to you. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all creations to serve Him and to worship Him. And with us humans, that is no different. The primary reason we are alive today is to recognize the Creator in our lives, to remember Him in our lives every day, and to worship Him by staying within the limits that are halal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, did not create us and leave us on our own to worship Him. He did not leave us on our own to figure it out. He has given us a head start. In that head start is a nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within every single human being, without exception. It doesn't matter whether the parents are Muslim or non-Muslim. Every single child that is born with this nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Ar-Rum, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the Prophet alayhi salam, and by extension all Muslims, so set your face. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Set your face on the true religion. And the Mufassirun, Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi in his tafsir, talked about why Allah said face here. He said because most of the senses of the human being are in the face, in terms of hearing, in terms of sight, in terms of speech or taste. And also the face is the most noble part of the human body. So Allah says, set your face in that direction of ad-deen, the true religion. Then Allah says, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. This is the nature of Allah, the nature of Allah on which He has created people. The nature to recognize God. The nature to be able to differentiate between right and wrong. So all of us, brothers and sisters, we have this moral compass. You may call it conscience. You may call it common sense. But each human being, regardless of who your parents are, each human being has this nature. Each human being has this nature. And that's why Allah says, لا تبديل لخلق الله. There is no changing of the creation or the nature of Allah. You can't change this nature. You can neglect it, yes. You can turn a blind eye to it, yes. But we cannot change that nature. Change the reality that Allah the Exalted has created us with the nature to recognize Him. ذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمُ Allah says that is the straight religion, the true religion, the straight path. That is, recognizing God is the straight path. Paying attention to the nature is the straight path. Nurturing the nature, that is the straight path. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ However, most of mankind do not know. They have no knowledge. So all of us, brothers and sisters, we have the nature that Allah has created in all of us to be able to recognize right from wrong. Most things, we do not need to go to school to learn that they are wrong. We already know that they are wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Shams, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا And by the soul and He who created the soul. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا And He inspired it with what is good for her or for it and what is bad for it. This is the fitrah. That Allah inspired every soul with what is good for it, what is bad for it. So that is there. But as we're born and we live our lives and we grow up, we either nurture this nature, brothers and sisters, and let it grow and blossom and bloom, or we cover it and we push it aside and pay no attention to it. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا Successful indeed is the one who nurtures the soul, who nurtures this nature to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This nature of recognizing right from wrong. Successful is the one who nurtures it. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا And failed is the one, or a failure is the one who corrupts it. Who covers it, who does not pay attention to it. And so we have this moral compass that Allah created in each one of us. And Allah tells us in Surah Al-A'raf, the reason for doing so is, Allah says, أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ So that you will not be able to say on the Day of Judgment, we had no clue about this, O Lord. We had no clue that you are our Lord. Allah has created that nature in all of us. But the environment in which we live, the environment we are exposed to, this is what leads to a person either purifying this nature, allowing it to grow and blossom, listening to the nature, following its direction, or a person grows up paying no attention to this nature, simply following desires, and so they corrupt this nature and this soul, and of course in the end, ends up in the hellfire. And so none of us, brothers and sisters, none of us has any excuse. Most of us, in fact all of us have a very good idea of what's right and what's wrong. We do not need fatwas from the shuyukh. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we just need to ask our hearts, look at our hearts. We will find the answer there. That's the nature that Allah talks about. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he defined for us and he guided us and told us how the individual can be able to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. Each one of us have the capacity to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. How do we do this? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith that is authentic in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, he said, "Al-birru husnul khuluq." Righteousness and piety is good morals, good behavior, good character. Righteousness and piety is not simply in physically doing the ibadat. It has to be visible in your character. Because the Prophet ﷺ didn't say, "Al-birru fil ibadat fi kathrati salati wa siyam." He didn't say that righteousness is in praying a lot and fasting a lot. He said, "Al-birru husnul khuluq." Good manners, good behavior, good etiquettes. "Wal-ithmu ma haaka fi nafsik." And sin is something that agitates your soul. It makes you restless. "وَكَرِهْتَ أَن يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ." And you are afraid that people would find out about it. This is what the sin is. You don't need to become a professor to know this. Each one of us, brothers and sisters, al-ithmu, the Prophet says, "ma haka fi nafs," or "fi nafsik." The sin is that which wavers in the soul. It agitates the soul. You may do something and derive pleasure from it, but you feel that sense of regret and sorrow. So we just need to ask our hearts, brothers and sisters, and the answer would be clear. And in addition, the Prophet says, and you are afraid that people will find out about it. So brothers and sisters, if you have to wait till 1 a.m. when your wife or husband falls asleep to open your computer to go on the internet to do something because you're afraid that he or she will find out, you know what you're doing is wrong. You don't need the sheikh to tell you that. You know that that is wrong. Our young people, when you go on the internet and you say certain things to your friends that you don't want your parents to find out, you know that what you're doing is wrong. Because if it is not wrong, you should have no problems with anyone reading it or finding out about it. So the answer is there. We just have to ask our hearts. In fact, brothers and sisters, when a companion, Wabisa ibn Ma'bad radiallahu anhu, came and asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about righteousness and about sin, the answer of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to Wabisa is, he said to him, "Istafti qalbak." Ask your heart. You don't need to ask the alim, ask your own heart. Because Allah has given us that nature, that fitrah, that moral compass. Ask your heart, istafti qalbak. Al-birru matma'annat ilayhin nafsu watma'anna ilayhi al-qalb. Righteousness, goodness, piety, call it whatever you like. A good thing, a good deed, is that which the self and the soul and the heart find what? Find peace and comfort in. Righteousness is that which the soul finds tranquility in. It does not agitate the soul. Righteousness does not agitate the soul. leaving a guilty feeling or a feeling of guilt behind. Righteousness leaves behind peace, tranquility, satisfaction, comfort. The heart finds comfort and peace in the truth, in righteousness. Wal-ithmu, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said when he advised Wabisa, he said to him, wal-ithmu ma haka fi nafsik wa taraddada fi sadr, that which agitates the soul and wavers in the chest, in the heart, that is. It creates that unsettling feeling. You know what I'm talking about. So the Prophet said to Wabisa, wal-ithmu ma haka fi nafsik wa taraddada fi sadr, that which agitates your soul and wavers in your heart. وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ النَّاسُ وَأَفْتَوْكَ, even if people were to give you a fatwa over and over that it is okay. So despite what people might say, our hearts, brothers and sisters, is the best thing we can follow in figuring out what is right and what is wrong. And so the question is, do we listen to our hearts? The problem with our society today is that when it comes to love and marriage, people say you should listen to your heart. And that's the physical heart. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has exhorted us to listen to our spiritual hearts, because therein lies the answer to most of the issues that we will face in life. Perhaps not all, but most. So this moral compass, brothers and sisters, it's there. It always points in the right direction. That's what Allah says in the ayah, لا تبديل لخلق الله. You cannot change the creation of Allah. That ability that we have, we can't change that. You cannot change the direction that the compass points to. But you can certainly ignore it, brothers and sisters. You can certainly turn a blind eye to it. You can certainly cover it. So it's out of sight, out of mind. But the compass will always point in the right direction. But now we have to make the effort to look at it and then follow its direction. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful indeed is the one who purifies the soul, or who nurtures that nature. That is, you pay attention to it. You look at it. You pay attention to it. And you follow the direction it's pointing you in. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And failed is the one, or wretched is the one who corrupts the soul, or who corrupts this nature. That is, the one who doesn't pay attention to it. The one who turns a blind eye to it. The one who covers it so that it is out of sight, and instead follow his or her desires. And so the question that you and I must contemplate and think about, brothers and sisters, is, have we paid attention to this nature, this moral compass that Allah the Exalted has given to each one of us, so that our way is guided? We're not guessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us on our own to guess what is the right way, or to assume what is the right way. He has given us that compass. The question is, what have we done with this compass? It is there and we can't change it. But have we paid? Did we pay heed to it? Are we paying heed to it? And what do we plan to do about this same nature and this same compass in the future? Would we continue to keep it covered so that it is out of sight and out of mind? Would we continue to ignore the direction it's pointing us in? Or would we now pay some attention to this compass Because the only way we can achieve success, brothers and sisters, and I know in our world we define success by wealth, by material wealth. But as you can see in this ayah and other ayats in the Quran, success is defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by material wealth, but by whether or not you do the right thing, whether or not you follow that compass, you allow that nature that Allah gave to you, an eye. So we have an edge already, we have a head start. Whether or not we allow this nature to blossom, we nurture it and allow it to grow and blossom. And so you and I need to seriously, brothers and sisters, think about what type of attention we have paid to this compass. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold each one of us accountable. And we cannot blame someone else. Because Allah will say to us, but I created within you this compass, this fitrah, this nature. On your own, you were capable of finding the truth. On your own, you're capable of recognizing the truth. On your own, you're capable of knowing what is right, what is wrong. And this is why we will not be able to blame anyone else. Unless we didn't have knowledge and someone teaches us that which is wrong. But most of what we will be held accountable for is based on the fact that Allah has enabled each individual with that capacity and that ability to recognize the right from the wrong. And so it is time, brothers and sisters, that we begin to pay attention to this compass, to this nature. It is time that we begin to pay attention to it. Because if we do and we follow its direction, then yes, as Allah says in the ayah in Surah Ar-Rum, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the straight way. That is the right religion. When you recognize this nature and you nurture it and allow it to grow and blossom, that is ad-deenul qayyim, the true religion, the right way. Or, brothers and sisters, are we going to choose to be among those whom Allah describes in the same ayah as وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. However, most of mankind, not just some, but most of them, they don't know. They don't pay attention to this. Which group will we find ourselves in? Which group do we belong to? The group that recognizes this nature, or the group that pays no attention to the nature? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. May He open up our hearts and minds so that we can understand this wonderful message He has revealed in the Quran for all of mankind. And may He inspire us all to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to recognize the truth for what it is and help us to follow that. And may He show us the wrong as wrong and help us to avoid that. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Let us send peace and blessings upon the messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who have passed away. اللهم اغفر لي إخوان اللهم اغفر لي موتانا وموت المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم اللهم اغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم جازهم بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسيئات عفوا وغفرانا اللهم أجرهم من فتنة القبر وعذاب النار وأدخلهم الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه اللهم ارحمنا إذا صرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه. Let us also pray for our brothers and sisters who are ill and suffering. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم خفف آلامهم ويسر لهم أمورهم اللهم ألهمهم الصبر والثبات والرضا بما قضيت اللهم أجرهم في مصيبتهم واخلف لهم خيرا منها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب دعوات وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.